Two things I would like.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'd like to address right off the top. One, I misspoke. I made a mistake. I was incorrect. I said that Kevin Gillespie has never been to Costco. That is a lie. He has been to Costco, but he doesn't have a current membership.
Got it. Okay.
And he likes to go to Costco. So
thank you.
So he wants to tag along. Like next time I go, he's like, next time you go to Costco, tell me, I'll go with you. So when he told me that, I just jumped to a conclusion.
Kevin Gillespie is a celebrity chef. He's a top chef contestant. And he has a handful of amazing restaurants in Atlanta. If this is your first time joining the show, or if you're unfamiliar with Kevin Gillespie, and also he's hilarious.
So I want to, and he's been on this show before, and I want to give him a challenge for the weekend just to see what he comes up with. Because yesterday I'm sitting in the living room and I'm watching Ellie, who is scooting, crawling, like she's getting into everything. She goes into the pantry and she carefully selects 3 items of food, and then she brings them into the living room and she stacks them on her little chair. And she just didn't, like, she was looking at the food. So one of them was, like, I think canned tomatoes that you would use to make, you know, sauce or whatever. Another one was just a jar of peanut butter, like almost gone Peter Pan peanut butter thing. And then the third one were pears, just fresh pears in a can. And
I feel a new challenge coming up because Top Chef is the one. Is Top Chef the one where I get my food shows confused because I don't watch them very much?
Yes. Top Chef.
Where they have like a basket. They don't know what's in it. Correct. And then you have to make.
So, yeah, that would be like a quick fire challenge.
Okay. So we should have a toddler quick fire challenge.
Right.
Where the toddlers pick the ingredients and professional chefs have to make them. And I would watch that show.
I'm going to send a picture of the ingredients to Kevin just to see if he can throw a recipe together, what he can come up with. And I'll try to make it just to see. Pears, tomatoes, and peanut butter. So that's the first thing that I wanted to air here at the beginning of the show. Second thing that I need to address is, Callie, will you please post something to Instagram? You have been on a social media hiatus.
It's not a formal hiatus. Here's the thing. It's the first week of the year. I am trying to actively work my plan of being organized and on top of things and like prioritize, and just being totally honest, social media has not been a priority for this week because I'm trying to set myself up for success. So it's just a distraction. And I didn't say I'm not doing Instagram, but it honestly just keeps falling to the bottom of my priority list. That said, I have had a very organized week. I have gotten a ton of things done. I have met all my deadlines. So I'm feeling really good about the rest of my life. So it's not a permanent thing. It's just, I want to get into healthy routines. And right now, social media is not a part of that.
Easily a third, maybe even closer to 50% of the messages I get on Instagram are, is Callie okay? Is Callie?
Yeah, no, I'm totally fine. There was nothing happened. I'm not even taking a formal hiatus. I just, by the time I get accomplished everything that I want to accomplish, I realized that I haven't posted to Instagram, and then I got to go to bed. So
can you move that? Can you post something this weekend so the people know that you're alive?
Perhaps.
Please.
You could just post and say, hey, Callie's fine. I mean, I'll get on social, but
I just write back and I write who.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the beautiful hiking trails that are close to our house. I went for a hike yesterday with Ellie.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for heat, central heat. I love central heat. It is Friday, which means it's our 1 to 10 scale check-in, a check-in that we do every week just to be totally honest about actually how you're feeling instead of getting away with the passive, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Somebody did this. If you're new, if you haven't heard this before on the show, if you're a new listener, somebody I follow on Instagram did this, and I thought it was so brilliant. They check in with their significant other and make them give the day a grade rather than just I'm good, whatever, because not only does it force you to think about how you really are, but you can look for patterns.
You can look for patterns. It's also a good place to know when your partner needs you to step up. So yeah. Weeks that Jeff is a four, I'm like, okay, I really need to step up so he can like, you know, decompress or whatever. So Jeff Dollar, scale of 1 to 10, how are you this week?
I'm going to say 8. I'm an 8. And 8's not bad. I'm not going to explain the 8. I'm not going to explain why I'm not a 10. I am in my mind. I'm shifting the scale so that 5 is good. 5 is the I'm fine. 5 is the typical. So 8 would actually be really good.
Yeah.
So I feel this is a productive week. We think we got to talk about this on Monday. Do you have your calendar? We write this down for Monday. Mm-hmm. We think we're trying to decide if on Wednesday night, Ellie took her first steps. We're trying to determine where that actually happens because she did move forward a couple of steps, but then she totally bit it and she did it. And then we like,
we prompted her. She didn't stand up, take a couple steps on her own. So that's the whole thing. We don't have to write it down for Monday, but we, she took a step without us, but we were like, okay, Ellie, we're going to practice walking. So we stood her up. And then we held our hands and let go and she took 2 steps towards us. And she also, I think the more remarkable thing is that when she got to Jeff, she threw her arms around his neck and said, what sounded like both of us to, I love you. That's what it sounded like. And it was so cute. I cried.
No, you did moosh. Yeah. So I'm going to go with an 8 and I'm proud of my 8. I'm not justifying. I'm not going to explain why it's not a 10. Where do you?
I'm not going by your scale. I'm going by mine. I just don't like it. I don't know. I don't like it. So I'm doing my own thing. I'm flying solo. That's fine. This is a made up system. So, you know, we can make our own rules.
There are no rules. After the, like, you can score it however you want this week because I caught you off guard. But we've got to come up. There has to be a universal scale. We can't both be on different scales.
Okay. Whatever. We'll talk about it later.
That's like the metric. That's like the metric system.
I am
like you're in kilograms and I'm in Americanisms.
And yet the world still keeps turning. So I am a 9. I am really tired with my back to early morning work schedule. But other than that, I'm really proud of myself for staying in a routine all week. I was really organized all week. I'm just really tired. Early hours and a toddler and a second job. I'm yawning right now. Just thinking about it. I'm tired.
On either scale, a 9 is really good though.
Yeah. A 9 is really good. I'm really good.
So I'm 8 inches. You are 9 centimeters.
Yes, I am. And that was a really weird thing to say. That was a really weird way to phrase that. Yeah. I was thinking about, you know, routines as I'm getting into my new, it's not really a new routine for the new year, but I'm kind of like reevaluating like my schedule and what I do that makes sense. What makes me more tired? What makes me less tired? And I noticed that really like from, I would say like 1 p.m. on, I'm like 1 to 4, I'm like dead to the world. So I started thinking through my day and thinking about, okay, what do I do in a typical day? And I wake up. And I immediately, within 30 minutes of waking up, am drinking coffee. And then I have a cup of coffee or two. And then I don't have any more caffeine for the rest of the morning. And if you will recall, last month, I was like, you know what's weird? I eat every morning. Like I wake up, take a shower, brush my teeth, then I eat. And I'm not even, I don't know if I'm even hungry when I'm eating. I'm just eating because I'm like, oh, I need fuel and I'm going to work. So I should eat. That's what I've been operating under. And in December, I was like, I wonder if I don't eat right before I leave the house. And I just see when I'm hungry, I take food to work. And then when I get hungry, then I will eat.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to see how that goes. And it went great. And I realized that I actually don't get hungry. I wake up at 3 a.m. and I'm really actually not hungry until probably 8:30, 8:45 a.m. So I kind of changed that to just eat when I'm hungry. And then I started realizing this week that I drink coffee before I'm tired, which makes no sense. But I think part of the ritual of coffee drinking, at least as I know it, and I think as most of the world says it, is, oh, you wake up and have a cup of coffee. Like, it's just how people do it, because you wake up and eat breakfast. Like, I would say that maybe a lot of people aren't hungry for breakfast when they're eating it. They're just eating it because they feel like that's when you eat
breakfast. When I was doing more, but the difference is there's a chemical, like the caffeine, there's a chemical response with coffee. So for me, at least, when I was doing mornings, early mornings, my brain didn't turn on until I gave it some caffeine.
And I think everyone is different. I think for me, what I've realized is I wake up with adrenaline in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't start feeling tired. I, again, wake up at 3. I don't start feeling tired until I'm like an hour and a half into my day. So I started drinking coffee later and spreading out my cups of coffee. So not downing one, two, and then just hoping that caffeine gets me through the day. But I'm doing like one slow cup of coffee, like I'll, you know, sip on it for an hour.
But
and
you
then
said,
2 hours later, when I start to feel tired again, then I'll have another cup.
But you said that you're feeling tired every day from 1 to 4. So that's not working, is it?
No, that's what it was.
Oh,
so this week I changed. Yeah, it was something I noticed about my schedule, which just brought me to the question, how many things do we do in our lives because we think it's just when we do it? You know what I mean?
Oh,
It's habit, but it doesn't serve a purpose. And I feel like it's kind of, this is a little bit of a stretch, but this is where I'm going with it. It's kind of like being in the negative headspace, but you're just assuming that everyone is gossipy or everyone sees the flaws in things or everyone, you know what I mean? And then when you kind of like take a step back and you're like, wait a minute, there are people that automatically see the good in things. There are people that wake up and don't immediately eat breakfast. There are people that only eat when they're hungry and only drink coffee when they're tired. And you know what I mean? It's just interesting how many things we fall into a routine with that don't make sense for us individually.
Well, it's the same. It happens all the time in corporate America. Like, and I think this came up on the show because I remember Steve from Apopka who listens to our show. I think this is what he does. He's like a business consultant and he looks at systems and looks at routines and finds out if they're still even worth it, you know? And I just remember when I worked at the last radio station I worked at, they're like HR system or whatever was all set up so that if you wanted time off, you would go in and you would type in, I want March 11th, 12th and 13th off. And you would hit submit. And then the way it would work is it would flag your supervisor and it would pop up on their screen, you know, next time they get on their computer. And then they either hit accept or
decline,
or approve or decline. And then it does. And I kid you not, they still made people fill out the paper forms so they could be in a folder somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, what's the point?
Did that drive you nuts?
They're like, well, that's how we've always done it.
It's like the TPS reports on Office Space.
Yes. So mix up. Now I want to say this has nothing to do with routines, but I read an article written by your coworker, Sanjay Gupta.
Okay.
And there was something fascinating in there about nutrition and routines and how to fuel your body.
Is this recently?
Yep. He said, and if you bump into him, ask him about it, because I want to find it again and dive deeper on it, because he said that he kept a food journal, like a food log, but he wrote down what he ate, and then he wrote down how he was feeling an hour after he ate it to look for patterns. Yes. Do you know about this? Has he talked about this?
No, but keep going and then I'll talk.
He said that after he ate pickles as a snack, he's like, I felt the most, that was the most energized, creative, and motivated I felt all the, like if I ate pickles, like that for mm-hmm. whatever reason triggered the way his body chemistry is, that triggered something that made him the most creative, the most energetic, the most motivated, the most focused. So that was like his go-to brain food, energy food. Mm-hmm. That's the end of it.
Oh, yeah. I've never like written down, but in my course of like trying to figure out like what I like, what I don't, what gives me energy, what doesn't, which really started when I started working morning hours, because you have to use fuel for necessity or you almost can't function.
Right.
So you have to figure out what works for you and what doesn't. And that's why, like, so I love French toast, right? And Jeff makes French toast. But I noticed when I put syrup on stuff, and I love the flavor of syrup, I want to take a nap for like 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
So me eating anything with syrup on it, like I know if I have a day where either I can't immediately go back to bed or, you know, we're hanging out with Ellie or whatever, and I want a chance to nap. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been not putting syrup on my French toast. And it's simply because I don't like the way that it makes me feel, because it makes me feel tired. And I know that there's things that I want to do and I want to be present. But I think it's like when you start noticing what you put in your body and how it impacts you, like I won't eat sweets before, you know, before noon. I won't, because it just makes me so, it makes me feel like I'm walking through sand.
I used to
up to my knees
avoid at all costs donuts, because they would get dropped off at the radio station when I was working in the morning. And I don't really think that I'm sensitive. Like, I'm not a person who like is sensitive. Like, I don't have a lot of swing reactions to foods like that. However, if I have one donut, it does the same thing to me an hour later that syrup does to you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got to go to bed. I got to be asleep right now. And I don't know what it is about a donut. So when I was,
well, it's like all the sugar, I'm sure,
and fat and every, I know, but I've eaten other sugary things.
Yeah, but I feel like donuts are like between the, because most of them have like a glaze, like so a it's glaze, like the actual frosting, and then it's frosting glaze, whatever. Yeah,
when I was growing up, I don't remember how old I was, but I came across a movie on television. I believe the name of the movie was Piranha.
Oh, God. Okay.
And it was about piranhas attacking people. And it, whatever age I watched this.
That's horrible.
Yeah. It affected me so significantly that I didn't even want to go swimming in our, we had a couple neighbors that had swimming pools, mm-hmm. above ground swimming pools, not even in ground pools.
Yeah.
Above ground swimming pools. And I didn't even want to go swimming in their pools, because I was convinced a piranha was going to swim from the Amazon or wherever it lives through the ocean into the Syracuse, New York Water Department system, mm-hmm. through the pipes, and then pop out the filter, mm-hmm. of the pool. And I mean, it was like a summer's worth of me being nervous.
I think people, there are people on this planet that are traumatized from the movie Jaws.
You totally. Like, I think
there are people that won't swim in oceans because of the movie Jaws.
And with that background, imagine my shock when I read this headline. 4 bathers killed and over 20 injured in a spate of deadly piranha attacks.
A spate?
Spate. I think that means a
group.
Yeah. So this took place in Paraguay. South America. A 22-year-old man died after he was badly bitten by the piranha as he swam in the Paraguay River south of the capital on January 2nd. His family saw him disappear from view. Mm-mm. And contacted police. They conducted a search. 45 minutes later, his badly bitten body was found.
That's awful.
It's not the worst part. The worst part is the 49-year-old man also killed in the same river. He was swimming, disappeared from view. And when they found him, he had bite wounds on his face.
Are you doing this to torture all of us? Like, why are you still, it's still telling us this story? I feel like we need to be done with the story. And I also don't think it's a very Friday upside-y.
It's my thing. Childhood nightmare has come true. So they're looking at treating the water with chemicals that will keep the piranha away. I don't know what it is. Like, to me, put vinegar in it, put vinegar in anything to clean it up. So put a bunch of vinegar in the river or whatever. But yeah, so happy swimming. I received a gift that was so delightful. I didn't take it off for days. It came from our friends at MeUndies. They were pajama pants. They were so soft and so cozy. Oh my goodness, I could wear them 24/7. And that's the same with MeUndies underwear. If one of your resolutions is new year, new me, but you don't know where to start, how about starting with your underwear? Change those undies. Give your underwear a drawer an update in 2022 with the most fun and comfortable undies in the world. Like I said, their pajama pants, so comfortable. Their underwear, so comfortable. Truly the best comfortable, most comfortable underwear I have ever worn. Somebody wise once said, refresh your underwear drawer and you refresh your life. With super soft undies, socks, and bralettes that come in everything from classic to adventurous prints, you can build a collection that makes you feel comfortable, but also expresses your personality. Keep the refresh going all year with a MeUndies membership, which is a subscription that sends new styles right to your door regularly. With site-wide savings and exclusive sales, you'll automatically pay less for everything. MeUndies has a great offer for Upside listeners and any first-time buyers. Get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. But you got to go to MeUndies.com/upside to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/upside. That's MeUndies.com/upside.
Caldera Lab is a company that specializes in men's skincare with their award-winning and simple regimen, which is so important to a lot of guys. Jeff has been struggling with red, irritated skin for about a year now since he started wearing a CPAP machine. At one point a few months ago, he told me that he was embarrassed of the way his skin looked, and I felt so bad because I hate that he was insecure about that, and I immediately recommended Caldera Lab to him. Their three-step process is for all skin types, and it's a great combination of products that isn't overwhelming. In the morning, he uses the Clean Slate Cleanser and the Base Layer Moisturizer, and then at night, he'll use the cleanser again, followed by the Good Serum, which was named by GQ as the best natural face serum for men. Whether he's tackling dry skin, acne scars, wrinkles, or he's just ready to invest in his skin, Caldera Lab is the perfect next step. You can try it 100% risk-free. If he doesn't love it after 60 days, they will refund him in full. We have a special deal for Upside listeners for Caldera Lab's biggest sale of the year. Get 30% off your first purchase of Caldera Lab when you go to calderalab.com/upside. That's CalderaLab.com/upside, or use the code upside at checkout. calderalab.com/upside.
One of my favorite days every month is the day that my butcher box shows up at my door. I unpack it. I enjoy spreading out everything that I've purchased. Then I put it away in the fridge and in the freezer, knowing that for the next 30 days, whenever it pops into my mind, oh, can I make this? I got to just open the freezer. I don't got to make a grocery store run. I don't got to put it on a list for the next time I go to the store. I just got to open the freezer. ButcherBox makes prepping for meals easily by delivering meat directly to your door. Every month, you're going to get a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your door. Free shipping in the U.S. too. Now, this meat has no antibiotics, no added hormones, and every box is going to contain 18 to 14 pounds of meat. That's enough for about 24 individual meals, all packed fresh, all frozen shipped for convenience. You can save time on your next grocery store trip. Customize your own box or go with one of theirs. Either way, you get exactly what you want. And for a limited time, ButcherBox is giving new members a great deal for the new year. Sign up at butcherbox.com/upside. You'll receive the ultimate New Year's bundle in your first box. This deal includes ground beef, chicken thighs, and pork butt. That's more than 7 pounds of meat added to your first box for free. Get this New Year's bundle before it's gone by going to butcherbox.com/upside. Here are my three random things for today. Number one, you already know the rule that if you're trying to fall asleep quickly, don't look at your phone because the blue light from your phone does something to your brain, keeps you awake. They have done further research to determine what apps on your phone actually stimulate your brain the most and keep you awake the longest. These apps, this also impacts the super deep sleep, the REM sleep. Mm-hmm. So the same apps that prevent you from falling asleep also cause you to have a lower quality of REM sleep. So avoid these apps if you must be on your phone in bed. Number one, TikTok. TikTok is
not surprising. And TikTok is like so addictive that my problem is I don't realize how long I've been on it. And I look at my phone, I'm like, how has it been an hour?
The sorcery that they do behind the scenes.
Scary.
To know what you're looking at and to serve you more of that.
Yeah.
And if you do like watch any of the videos that have the music, then those songs are also freaking catchy and they're in your head. So anyways, TikTok is the worst. It will cause you to, the average person falls asleep over an hour later than normal because they've been watching TikTok. Instagram, a little bit better. Snapchat, a little bit better. Twitter, then Facebook. Compared to all of those, people who don't use devices at all fall asleep 25% faster. Speaking of TikTok, one night when I was watching it, I saw a fascinating but disgusting trend. Put cloves of garlic in your nose. Cloves. Cloves, that's what I said.
Cloves.
Cloves?
Yeah, you said cloves three times.
Oh, sorry.
Or twice.
Put cloves of garlic in your nose if you have plugged sinuses.
Wouldn't you be smelling garlic for like a month?
Yeah, but if you've ever had a really bad sinus infection, you would accept that trade-off.
Not if you have a neti pot.
It doesn't always work.
Okay, keep going.
So you put the cloves. You put the pieces of garlic in your nose. And when you take them out, your sinuses drain. It's almost like popping a cork. And there's videos of this on TikTok. Disgusting, but fascinating. And I looked more into it because when I get a bad sinus infection, I'll try anything. It's actually extraordinarily dangerous. The reason being is if a piece of garlic got stuck in your sinuses, there's actually some acidity to garlic and you could burn the inside of your skull.
Oh my God.
So don't do it. And finally, my third random thing is a study that shows the top things couples keep score about. So these aren't just arguments. These are things where you're mentally keeping scores to who does what. And I think we do a pretty good job of not doing that.
I don't think we keep score in our relationship, honestly. If you do in your head, you don't ever tell me.
I do in my head.
Dishes.
Number one.
Trash.
Two.
Ooh, okay. Picking up clothes.
Five. I'm lumping that in.
Making the bed.
Not on the list. The top five are doing the laundry. So I gave you picking up the clothes. Cleaning the bathroom is number four. Cleaning the kitchen is number three. Taking out the trash is number two. And doing the dishes is number one. Other things that made it on the list were amount of time that you spend with each other's families. being turned down for intimacy. Mm-hmm. And grocery shopping.
Grocery shopping? Who's going to go?
Yeah.
I hate grocery shopping, but Jeff loves it, so.
I actually don't. I just know that you hate it.
Oh, I hate it, but I hate it less since the curbside pickup thing became an option. So I am totally happy. And I'm almost getting used to my fruit and veggies not being what I would have picked.
I take that back. I like grocery shopping if I go in with a list and a plan. What I hate is when I just wander in there and then I'm like, because I feel like everything I think of is on the opposite side of the store.
That's because it always is.
So I'm going from aisle 2 to aisle 14 to aisle 3 to aisle 15 to aisle 1 to aisle 9 the whole time. So those are my three random things.
This week's beautiful human alert is actually like holiday / Christmas themed, but I really love it. And I'm going to tell you the story because I just like good in the world. There is a donor, an anonymous donor in Shawnee, Kansas. And every year at Christmas, they give the police department $10,000 in $100 bills with the instructions that officers are to give out $100 bills to people around the holidays.
So every officer just has a pocket full of cash. And if they encounter somebody who has a need or something, they just hook them up. That's amazing.
I know. I think it's really cool. And the person doesn't want credit. And I think, you know, it's just really cool. I mean, the police officers were saying that, you know, sometimes they often see people on the worst day of their lives. So people don't get to see enough, like, you know, have interactions with police when they're positive or there's no bad reason surrounding it or anything like that. So anyway, whoever this anonymous donor is in Shawnee, Kansas, you are this week's Upside Beautiful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Make sure you're subscribed to The Upside with Callie and Jeff wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode.
If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you've heard the story of the car that's parked in front of our house. This came up nearly a year ago. There is a car that has been parked in front of our house. It has not moved. The plates are from out of state. And after it had been there like a month or two, Callie actually called the police and said, hey, there's a car. I think it's abandoned. I don't know if I should tell you about it or whatever. And the guy says, all right, we'll drive by and look at it. And they called her back and said, there's nothing we can do about it because
the street's public and
it's a public parking spot.
It's a public parking spot and the registration's paid until February of 2022. So we can't move the car. We can't tow the car. We can't, you know, call the people. I mean, they haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah. And it's not, there's nothing about it that bothers us. It's just,
that is not true. It is parked in a way that doesn't maximize efficiency of the other parking spots.
Right.
So there's like a good 8 feet between the front curb and this car. So like no other car can park in front of it. And it messes up the people that park behind it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all because I park behind the house. But everybody who comes to visit us,
it drives my dad nuts.
Gets screwed because they can't park as close as they could. Anyhow, what's exciting is we're going to get closer to solving the mystery and possibly moving the inconvenient car in less than 2 months because the registration expires in February of 22. And once that happens, once that expires, then it becomes an abandoned vehicle, and then the city
if
can tow it.
If it expires.
You said
it expires.
It does expire. You said it expires in February 22.
Well, yeah, but not if they renew it, whoever owns the car.
I didn't even think of that.
Here's what I want. I want the name of the owner of the car so I can look on their social media and figure out what the heck is going on in their life and why they left their car. Because if I'm leaving for a year and I'm leaving my car somewhere, let me tell you, it's not going to be outside.
Right. It'll be.
I would sooner park it at the airport. Well, that's expensive, but maybe like MARTA something. I'm just not leaving
my
car to brave the elements outside.
If you don't have access to a garage, you can't park it at a like a MARTA station, like the public
transit. I'm going to challenge you for a second, because on this street, the only thing on the street that we live on, there are three things on the street. There are office buildings with parking lots.
Yeah.
There are apartment complexes with garages.
Yeah.
And there are the townhouses we live in that have parking in the back. So if you live on the street or work on the street, you would have somewhere else to park.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't think it's, that's the mystery. I don't think it's somebody on the street.
Yeah. Why here? That's all I want to know. Why here?
Because it's a crime scene. Somebody had to ditch the car.
Yeah. But yeah. They paid the registration. So.
They paid the registration before they committed the crime.
See?
Then they had to ditch the car here. Sitting here.
Got it.
So they can finally fingerprint it in March. But at that time, case is cold. Person got away with it.
They're in another country with no extradition treaty.
Hi, Callie. Hi, Jeff. This is Amy from California. I had to pause the episode when you were talking about emergency backpacks in the car, and Jeff brought up the fact that where do we pee? I have done this, and I think it's a great idea that you keep overnight diapers, larger ones preferably, in your car. Because if you have to pee, you could just pee in the diaper. Now, you don't have to wear it, but you just put it underneath and there you go. I've had to do this, and luckily I had diapers in the car for my little one, and it worked like a charm. Up in the mountains, we're in the snow, there's no bathrooms around, COVID, so it's perfect. Bye!
I don't know if you know this, but I married a clean guy. He enjoys being well-groomed, and I appreciate that. I really do. The ladies love it too, right? I mean, the guy gets regular haircuts, he gets pedicures, he waxes his eyebrows, and I'm so into it. Whether you have a guy like Jeff that loves to stay clean and fresh, or a guy that you hope wants to be clean and fresh in the new year, you can take your dreams for his cleanliness into your own hands with Manscaped. Manscaped is a global leader in below-the-waist grooming, and while I know we just finished Christmas here, Valentine's Day is coming up, and we have a deal for you. So the time is now to start thinking about that and make the move to Manscaped. Jeff loves the Performance Package 4.0. It comes with the Lawnmower 4.0 that has technology that reduces cuts and nicks, and it comes with a spotlight so he can see what he's doing. It also comes with the Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver, and their Ultra Premium Body Wash. It smells amazing, and it's infused with aloe vera that will keep his skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. Kick poor hygiene to the curb in 2022 and gift him the best tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code UPSIDE20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code UPSIDE20. It's a new year and it's time for a clean, fresh start with Manscaped.
You are talking about the snowstorm that just happened in Virginia, and you were talking about snowpocalypse here in Atlanta a few years ago. At the time, my grandparents lived in Roswell, and they had gone out to go to the mall, maybe 15, 20 minutes from their house. It took them 8 hours to get home because of snowpocalypse. My other friend had to abandon her car on the side of the highway, went and slept at a complete stranger's house who was willing to, like, take people in. Because I guess they lived close to the highway, and she had shelter for the night, and then her husband had to come get her the next day. But it was nuts. I totally forgot about snowpocalypse.
Adult diapers are a fantastic idea. I actually had some pads in my purse, and so I kind of put those down to, like, line my seat while I peed in my Tupperware container. I still got everywhere. It was a mess, but adult diapers, great idea. Maybe like a roll of paper towels. I keep a roll of paper towels or Lysol wipes in my trunk. And then I do have like a thick, fuzzy baby blanket in my back seat too. Even though I live in Houston and it's usually warm, but it's like thicker. Like if you would need to like lay them down outside or something to change a diaper, or even in the car to change a diaper, that it's just a little bit more padded.
Hi, Jeff and Callie. This is Audrey. In reference to your emergency kit, I am a mom. And I do always keep just a blanket, some water, and then at Sam's or Costco, the big packs of peanut butter crackers. They're good for usually about half a year to almost a year. I always keep those in my trunk anyway, just in case we have an emergency, but also taking the kids to practices and swim and all around, they always have snacks in the back, so we don't always have to go to a store to get something to eat. So animal crackers, maybe for Ellie in the big containers, are always good, and then you won't be strapped without food. All right, bye.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff and Ellie. This is Heidi. Hey, I'm just listening to today's episode regarding the emergency kit and had to call in to tell you that for my 16th birthday, which was many moons ago, my mom gifted me an emergency kit. So it was a bag. It had a blanket, a set of jumper cables, a shovel, an ice scraper. I grew up in Minnesota, so some of this is only applicable to maybe those northern states. There were also two cans of Spam, which maybe peanut butter would be a better option. I don't know. But shelf life, so it could be good. Candles, a box of matches, and I think that was it. So just in case you're ever stranded, you can have lights, maybe stay warm by the candle, have some food, have the blanket, all that good stuff. So thought it was such a great idea on her part and maybe a good gift idea for 16-year-olds in the future. So keep up what you're doing. Love the show. Thank you. Bye.
Always try to look at the upside, not the downside. Mm. Look at the positive side of stuff and try to make it work. If you're feeling blue or if you're feeling down, there's got to be something that's going right somewhere around you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it really, right. It works.